I don't think it's a tension. I think it's the simple reality of the situation that the red meat industry faces, because the industry's success in large part is closely linked to vagaries of seasonal conditions.
Alison, we heard from the Meat Workers Union. It's calling for a cap on exports out of Northern Australia. Is a regulated approach at all workable or needed in your mind?
Well, look, let me just firstly say I certainly appreciate the position for workers up in Townsville who, are waiting for news on when the abattoir will reopen. I think, that's important to acknowledge that there are people's livelihoods that are related to the reopening of the abattoir. But to point the finger at live exports for the delay, really, I think is unfair, in the sense that whilst there's been strong competition for cattle up in the north, a lot of those cattle still would not have gone into the abattoirs. The cattle that are, slaughter cattle weight are still lighter cattle. They've generally not been the bullocks that have gone through the abattoir. So I think there are a range of reasons why processes have not reopened.
Because the union is effectively saying that the growing live export sector is threatening jobs in Northern Australia.
Well, I think live export sectors created jobs and created value for producers. I was only speaking to one producer on the weekend who ultimately sold his bullocks to a local processor, but he certainly was able to derive quite a few cents more per kilo because of the activity of the live export sector. So, look, I think in terms of, putting some sort of cap, that's just not a realistic option. The cap for all of us is drought. We're all beholden to cattle numbers during drought and during good seasons. We have to work within the system. I think we're better off looking at areas where we can see productivity improvements across the production sector. And I think I know one area where both the live sector and the processors share concerns is on regulatory costs and regulatory efficiencies.
But in saying that, Alison Penfold, we were talking about close to 300,000 head of cattle leaving Townsville Port last year, and the comment from the union was, well, that would be enough cattle to see the abattoir operate for 12 months.
But that's an assumption that those cattle would have gone through the abattoir, and my position is, in large part, they wouldn't. They were still cattle that were suitable for the live trade, and the value to producers from having the live trade was exponentially increased. So I think it's unfair to suggest that each and every one of those animals went on a boat would have ended up in a processing facility. That may or may not have been the case, but I can tell you what, producers certainly wouldn't have got the same value for those cattle. And remember, producers, the union wasn't out there supporting producers when they were crying out for a decent return on their cattle only, in the last 12 months. So, we've got to look at these issues over a much longer term. And frankly, as the red meat industry strategic plan recognises, we are an integrated sector and we do better when we work together and support each other. There are issues where I think there is common ground, but I don't think this sort of trying to pick off the live trade in this instance is the right and the smart move. But I understand in the circumstances that the workers are facing up there that they're going to look to lay blame somewhere, and the live trade tends to be the easiest pickings when in fact there are a whole range of reasons and outside of the live trade why the abattoirs haven't opened.
As we said, big numbers out of Townsville last year. In fact, more out of Townsville than Darwin, close to 300,000 head of cattle leaving for the live ex trade. With that tighter supply equation, Alison Penfold, where do you see those numbers going in 2016?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough year for everybody. I know exporters are starting to find it harder to find cattle. Prices are certainly pretty high at the moment, and that's also providing some sales challenges as well. So at this stage, it's going to be a tough year for the live export industry. I know MLA isn't certainly projecting the sorts of export numbers we've had in the last couple of years. Frankly, there are a whole bunch of conditions that are, I guess in some respects working against a big export year for the red meat sector, and I think making the live export the bogeyman in this instance is pretty unfair, given that we're all facing tough seasonal conditions and also tough market conditions.